You've seen what you can do.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning, and you are listening to Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It is right now, right at about 11 o'clock, maybe a minute or so thereafter, and so glad that you've set your dial to 89.9. We have a great morning, David.
Oh, absolutely.
Lined up here. And Karen made it back from her world travels. Welcome home, Karen.
Yes, good to be back.
That's right.
Do you have any good reports for us?
I still have to process.
She's still
maybe by next week.
Where did you go?
I went to Arizona.
To?
I went to a church out there that's been in revival for 7 years now.
And the name of the church?
That name is Fresh Start Church.
Fresh Start Church. 7 years of revival.
Wow. Yes, and they're in Peoria, which is just west of Phoenix. I think it's still part of Phoenix or suburb, maybe.
Suburb, yeah.
But yes, very...
powerful time.
Very powerful. Mm.
And David, of course, you had some family events that you were involved in, traveled as well, and God protected all of us from the storm.
You know, he did.
That was awesome.
God is so good. I have a witness, but we'll do that another
time. We'll do that a little later. Okay. All right. Good deal. And we do have Gwendolyn with us. And is it pronounced Roll?
Yes.
Gwendolyn Roll is going to be with us this morning. Yes. But first, I want to go to John Nelson. John, are you somewhere where you can hear us, and are you able to talk to us?
Well, you know, guys, I love being on the radio with you guys.
Uh-huh. I know. Hey, John, you have a full-time job right here, man. Whatever else you're doing, families recover, that's construction, right, all that kind of stuff, just remember you're part of the family here.
Well, I really appreciate that. There's nothing better than family.
Amen. Okay. True. John, tell us about Family Recover. Give us the the thumbnail introduction, then tell us about the golf event that's coming up, and where are you, and what are you still looking to put this totally together?
We got you. So Families Against Drunk Driving just celebrated 10 years. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. That started with some family tragedy stuff that went on, and we just seen a need for street-level ministry and street-level being able to get to families that have lost people and or are in the midst of an addiction problem. 3 years later, we added familiesrecover.org because of the opioid crisis, which is still really a huge part of the society, and that prevention and education and working with families and working with the kids. And, you know, we added a little bit of human trafficking stuff. We all know my tragic story, and, you know, God just knows what he's doing. As far as the event, we're sold out with golfers, and we got two teams from your radio station that are going to have a great time out there.
Praise God.
Claims
awesome
to be that they're going to win the $1 million.
There you go.
We'll get into that at the end. You know, if they win that million, I told them 33.3% has got to go to WCNO.
There you go.
But anyway, we're, you know, we're blessed. We got, we're pretty filled up. You know, this is our, I got a thing yesterday on a Facebook reminder. Our first golf tournament was 10 years ago yesterday.
Mm.
You know, and it's been a great way to raise awareness. It's been a great way to get in with the community. You know, we put a couple dollars in the bank. We're still, we could still use some sponsorships. It's never too late. Channel 5 is going to be there with two crews.
Excellent.
You guys have got people going to be on the ground that actually Mr. Masters is bringing a couple people. And, you know, it's just going to be a great event. God willing, we have great weather for it. And, you know, after the COVID thing, we haven't had a tournament in 3 years. And we're finally going to be able to raise a couple dollars and put some awareness out there. And you guys have been a huge part of that. If anyone out there is looking to spot, for radio coverage for their company, these guys are the best. Money well spent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And whatever we paid you to say that, I don't think we paid you enough. But
I'm a firm believer in pay it forward.
Amen.
You know, I have a. You guys know my story.
We do.
And it's a pretty dark story. And then God entered my life, and you know, we lost a friend on his Harley Davidson last week in Miami. Got killed. You know, we've had so many tragedies in our personal circle.
Yeah.
You know, and in our tribe, and you're part of that tribe. And, you know, the only thing you can say is God had a better plan. You know, my buddy 3 weeks ago died at the wheel of a heart attack. It's, you know, my grandfather's story. He's in heaven, and he accepted the Lord about 3 days before he died.
Awesome. Faithfulness,
you know, what is our mission here? You know, even though we're going to be golfing and there's going to be... a little bit of drinking out there. We're responsible. You know, everyone be responsible. But at the end of the day, do you know Christ?
Yeah.
What's your relationship?
Yeah.
You know, do you count on him? Do you believe? No, I don't walk into funerals and say, you know, God had a better plan, because that's just not appropriate. You know, when the grieving process is over for our friends, I will go to them. I'm an ordained minister also. And say, you know, I know that you know Jesus Christ, and you know that this was just the way things were written. Now, there's a time and a place for everything.
Amen. And, you know, John, when you said what's going to be going on out there, we were looking at the sponsors, and there are obviously faith-based sponsors, and there are others that may not be faith-based sponsors. And one of the things Jesus was criticized for was that he actually went amongst the sinners who were drinking and whose lives was a disaster, and he went there to be the light. And so, this is going to be one of those events, and, you know, I'm still learning how to get acquainted with my new knee, but by next year, John, if you can find somebody that can put up with a really poor golfing preacher, you know, I want to.
You know, we'll put you with one of those pros.
That pro,
Mr. Masters does a lot of
he could put up with
you
me.
Guys.
Yeah,
he swears that he can hit a golf ball, but I'm about to see. I stink.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna find out. John, could you give the number and website for Families Recover, and let's just give people an opportunity to know how to get a hold of you.
You know, you can get it at familiesrecover.org. There's also a chat line on there. My personal cell phone number is 772-285-5828. I really wanted to say thank you so much to AmTrust Bank and Rocket Cooling and Peter's Hardware. You know, it's a community effort.
It's great.
And like you said, Jesus came back for the lost. He didn't come back for the saved.
Yeah.
And we're just blessed.
Amen.
You know, we're just blessed.
Amen.
2 years ago, I'd have never thought I was advertising on a Christian radio station. You know, and it's coming up on 2 years.
It's pretty awesome, and we're blessed to have the partnership with you. And of course, you know, every time you mention the loss of of your bride, and you know, which one of us can say that sin hasn't taken a chunk out of us at some place? You know, by you know, by our own choices and certainly by the plan of the enemy to destroy us. But by the grace of God, here we are standing up and speaking up and giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to show up in and through our lives and touch some other lives. So, John, we love you. One more time, give the phone number, contact info, and I know this event's coming up soon.
Here we go, familiesrecover.org, or you can reach me at john@familiesrecover.org, or 772-285-5828. And, I will take your call. If you're struggling out there right now, pick up your phone and call me. There is an answer.
Amen. Amen. John, God's best to you. Let's stay in touch right up to the event. Then afterwards, we'll come back and we're going to have a big shout, okay?
You guys have a great day, and I love you guys.
Blessings, brother. Take care.
Bless you, bro.
Bye. All right. And that, of course, is John Nelson with familiesrecover.org doing a great job bringing hope to families that have been shattered by Satan's plans of destruction. And isn't it time that that we celebrate the power of God instead of simply talk about the power of darkness?
Yes.
There's plenty of that.
Amen.
That's going on. But it's time to celebrate the power of God to break through the darkness and set captives free. Well, do we have any in-house mail? I don't know that we do. All right. Well, let's... I have a book in my hand, and it is by Gwendolyn Rohl, and it's entitled Breaking the Silence. And this book is, it's a real book. It's not a book for maybe weaklings that don't want to deal with truth. It's a book that addresses the real, the raw, and the painful plan of the devil to destroy lives. And Gwendolyn, this is part of your story. Yes. And so we welcome you to the air this morning. And I took some notes when we first talked, and I'm going to make sure that we celebrate at least these three things. Forgiveness.
Yes.
Deliverance.
Yes.
And healing.
Yes.
Those are three powerful things that God does. And Gwendolyn, we're going to talk about those. First, I want to also say that New Beginnings Worship Center International, mm-hmm. with senior pastors, Apostle Charles and Denise McGriff, this is where you minister, yeah. as a prophetess. And this is at 720 Delaware Avenue, Suite J in Fort Pierce, Florida. That's not too far away. And then I have another fancy little card here. This says Beauty Barber School. Oh, no, I need a lot more help than I've been getting. Beauty Barber School. And, it, you know, barbering's not going to help me, I've been told. But register now, open enrollment. Well, this is a school of beauty.
Yes.
It's what it's all about. Yes. And so... You're a young lady that understands the power of God to bring beauty to the inside, and what hits us on the inside can Amen. Come out
on
to the outside.
Yes.
And so there is hope.
Yes. There
is hope. Some people, you know, they go to the junkyard and they look around and go, I don't know about this. But other people go there and say, hey, there's some stuff that can be reclaimed. God is in the reclamation business. He is a reclaimer, a recycler.
Yes,
Amen.
He's
certainly that. All right, Gwendolyn, how did your life start? How did you get so trampled on by the enemy? And what was the darkness in those early days that would leave you lost and you needed a Savior?
Amen. I want to first of all say, to God be the glory.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for the invitation, WCNO. I want you to know that about January, I was looking for a Christian radio station, and I was you know, turning in my car, and I came up with WCNO, and I'm like, okay, let me listen. And I have not stopped listening since.
It's been a blessing.
I look forward to listening to the programs.
Good.
And I know that it's a blessing to the community and to the kingdom of God. So bless you.
Amen.
And each one of you that are here this morning. You know, it is not by chance. I want those of you in Palm City and all over who are listening to know that God has a plan.
Amen.
And a purpose. Amen. That even though this day just came about, this day has been set in destiny before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
That today, June 9th, I would be here down in Palm City with these wonderful
women
and men of God. And I thank God for that. I thank God for reaching out, and I thank God for the lady that I spoke to when I called the radio station, not knowing that this would actually be the beginning of a divine relationship.
Amen.
And I do look forward to having my school as a part of the WCNO family. Amen.
Good.
But I'm here this morning to bring glory, honor, and praise to God, to let those out there who would have been through some traumatic incidents, some things in their life that they feel that they just couldn't get over. I'm here to, the first disclaimer I have this morning is that there is nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Nothing too hard for God.
And there is nothing He cannot fix. There is nothing impossible. And so my journey started as I'm originally from the Bahamas.
Okay.
I came from a very large family. My mom had 18 children.
Whoa. Wow.
And she started her young, unwed, pregnant destination at age 15.
Wow.
So at age 36, when I really came to know myself and understand what was going on, the Lord had it so and saw fit that her time here on earth would have been up.
Mm-hmm.
She met in a terrible accident after just giving birth to a baby boy in December. I had just given birth to a baby boy in November, and she met up in an accident in January. So we're talking about in a three-month span, I was left not only with the past, but also with a new responsibility of becoming the mother of 13 children, my brothers and sisters. And so when I realized that my life had to be shaped and I had to mature up, there were, you know, all of these, like we say, these incidents in my childhood that I had to come to grips with and realize now that there was no mom, there was no one to hold on to. And who do I deal with now? Who do I talk to about all of this hurt and pain? And now with losing my mom, another one inflicted on top of that.
Right.
And so as I look at my life, and after my mom passed, and I realized that it was left up to me to do something with my life, to do something with my messed up life, to do something with the life that has came through abuse and rape and incest and abandonment and family curses. Because I came from this large family where everything that should not have been done in a family was done in our family.
It happened.
I saw that it was actually the playground and the headquarters of the enemy, because I never knew my mom to pray, go to church.
Mm.
I never knew about prayer in the house, worship music. I grew up in a family where on Sunday, when the neighbor wanted to take us to church, we would find out what we would be punished for. And so as we addressed to go to church and the church bus come to pick us up, it would be, no, you cannot go to church because you didn't do this, you did this. So not going to church was a punishment. And for me, I felt like I was punished the most, because there was something about church that I really loved. Mm. And I would cry and kick up and shout the mouse when I couldn't go to church. But moving back, the book Breaking the Silence is dealing with, like you say, it's a book not for the weakling, not for those who are not ready to deal with the fact that these things happened. They have been happening. They are going to happen as long as there's life. There is going to be sin, and the beautiful thing about it, the Bible say, where sin abound, grace much more abound.
Mm.
Amen. And that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
Amen.
So in a small home in the Bahamas, when there was nothing, no presence of God in that home, the home was actually available for the enemy, because where the presence of God is not, the enemy is present. And so my memory serves me back from a little child, and like we say, we want to be as kind and as clean as possible on the radio. And so we invite people to get a copy of the book. But when you're talking about you coming from a home where incest was practiced.
Right.
Where
right.
incest was the norm, where my father would sit me down first and said, you know, what is going to happen? This is what father does.
Mm.
And so when I was 12 years old, I was already a child from 9 year old engaging in the practice that should not be between a father and a daughter.
Sure.
And at age 13, I find myself pregnant by my father.
Wow.
And so the 13-year-old who doesn't know, you know, what's going on, doesn't know what's happening, and now you are pregnant, you know, the enemy do have a trap for you.
Yes.
You do have a trap. And so I was accompanied by a very close family member who explained to me what had happened and that there's no way that this pregnancy should be allowed or you know, be a part of.
Right.
And so that pregnancy led to abortion. That abortion led to great and many, many hurts. And after going through an abortion, you know, running away from home and trying to find your place in life and trying to understand what's happening, you know, you just keep, it's something like you're in one thing happening and it's like everywhere you go, this is a ricochet. Everywhere you go, something else impounded upon this. Because it started out with the abuse of my mother. I grew up in the fact that my mom had a broken leg, a black eye, a broken hand. I grew up in a home where when there was no screaming and fighting, it was like, what's wrong? So this very dysfunctional family, you know, with no planning, this mom and dad had no planning for their children, how they were going to educate them, what was going to happen to them. You find yourself in the midst of circumstances where family began to explore each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the rape of the father to the rape of the brothers, to the abuse of the mother, to the death of the mother in her early 36 years. She died at age 36 and happened to realize that, what am I going to do with my life? And so I began journaling. Someone told me, well, what you need to do is just write everything down. And I found writing was a therapy. It was a piece where I could have been honest because I had so much inside of me. You know, so much things had happened. And one of the thing that I can actually help you to see right now, if you look at my hands, amen. Okay, if you look at my fingers right here, this is a finger that was held over the raw fire. That was held over the fire, and I saw the flesh falling off. And my father still held my hand, even though the scream and the kicking up a child, you would hold it over the fire. And so we grew up in this environment with the abuse. I'm like, I don't know who would train or teach a parents to abuse their children the way that we did, that we were abused, you know, in the worst kind. But the worst abuse that happened to me was the fact that a young child, you want to prepare your daughter, you want to train your children for life, and you want to prepare them for the destiny of marriage and falling in love.
Sure.
And when you find yourself as a young child realizing that the person that is trying to love you and is trying to be a part of your life is your father, you know, this child is confused.
Yeah.
And so I grew up having a lot of hate for my stepfather because after learning about what he did and finding out that his excuse was that I was not his biological child.
So it was okay
for me to breach. It was okay for me to do what I did. And so that caused me to hate him even more. So I grew up after my mom died. And I had to take on this great responsibility. And of course, he was the kind of father that every time my mom became pregnant, he left. And it wasn't until I was about 29 that I had the opportunity to actually confront him, because this journey of the beauty, that is what the Lord had blessed me with. And so I'm styling people here in the salon and talking to them. And the Lord had a professional psychiatrist as one as my client, and I was sharing with her. And so she said, you know, the best thing you can do about someone who has really broken your heart, stole your treasure, and breached upon your constitutional right as a young girl, and do all these things, is if you can find the opportunity to confront them.
Yeah.
To ask them why. And so that stood in my mind for many years, that I would one day, I began to pray, Lord, help me to give me the strength to ask my father why.
And we do need to move on to the forgiveness and these other steps, because we have limited time today. So
The forgiveness
people are going to be able to relate to what you're sharing, yes, in different ways. And but your story is intense, yes, and it's huge. Once again, we have in the studio Gwendolyn Roll. Mm-hmm. She is an author. She also ministers in the Fort Pierce area as a part of the ministry team at New Beginnings Worship Center International. She's a prophetess there, and along with the senior pastors, Apostle Charles and Denise McGriff. Breaking the Silence, mm-hmm, is a book that chronicles the deepest pain, and you might say some raw, just raw, yeah, attacks of the devil trying to destroy you.
Yes.
And how did forgiveness and deliverance come into the picture, and how do we get to healing?
Yes. Deliverance and forgiveness came in when the Lord had granted me the opportunity to actually confront my stepfather.
So you did that.
I did, and I was able to ask him why. And as we were walking home, and I realized that this was the appropriate moment to question him, it was a very nervous moment, because I was saying that, you know, because we'd never spoken about it, and it was like he knew what he did, but we never, this is something that just went under.
Sure.
Long story short, I was able to ask him, Dad, I need to talk with you, and I need to understand what has happened to my life as a teenager, mm, some things that went on in the family. And so he stopped and he said, I know what you're talking about. I said, I'm talking in particular about the breach. I'm talking about, yeah, in particular about the time you told me that what you did was what fathers are supposed to do. I said, this thing has been destroying my life and, yeah, had me living a promiscuous life, went through, yeah, 5 marriages, you know, not thinking that anyone would love you. I said, I need to deal with this because I feel worthless.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm nobody. Why would a, right, father do this? And he literally stopped. I thought he was having a heart attack, and he broke down. And he said to me, my daughter, I'm so glad that you have the strength, because this day is what I was hoping for, mm, that we could fix this. And he said, you didn't imagine this. I did what I did. And I know now that as a father, no father should cross this bridge.
Yeah, sure.
I'm asking, sure, you to please forgive me. I'm asking you to please have mercy on me. And at that moment, I felt like tons of brick came off of my head. Mm. I felt like the world was lifted. I felt like I saw, it was like my eyes came open. And the Holy Ghost said to me right then, you must forgive him. If you want to move on with your life and you want to be free, this is the moment right now for your freedom. So my freedom came with the fact that I was able to confront him. The fact that he tell the truth and he admitted that what he did. See, most people, the perpetrator, they don't have the opportunity to talk, mm-hmm, with the perpetrator. Most of them don't have the strength to talk to why you did this. And,
right,
most of the perpetrator do not come back and say they're sorry.
Right.
But the number one healing is if someone hurt someone and they can just say to them that they're sorry. Because,
yeah,
you can't change,
yeah,
what has already happened.
Yeah.
And my life was changed from that day after he apologized to me. And I realized that now it was time I was free to tell my story. And so I continue writing the book. I was writing the book for many years, but I couldn't release the book because, as you read it, it was very graphic. It was, yeah, worse than that,
yeah,
because I really wrote it just as it came out. And so the publisher said to me, they definitely had to clean it up and try
and
to make
still,
it as...
It's still shocking.
It's still shocking,
still shocking,
yes.
Yeah.
But see, the thing about the shockingness is the Holy Ghost showed me that people want real truth.
Yeah.
So to be as honest as possible, it could be shocking,
yeah,
but you have to know how to deliver it, and you know, have to know how to deal with it. So when I was able to share my story, and I'm able to go to the schools and go to the seminars, and people are able to ask me,
yeah,
the deep question, why, how did I feel, did you enjoy this, you know, and stuff like that, you're able to help people to be delivered. But deliverance comes from acknowledging what you have went through, what's happening with you. That's the number one step to deliverance.
Yeah.
As long as you're in denial, you cannot and,
yeah,
will not be delivered.
Yeah.
Amen. So deal with the truth. Find someone that can understand your hurt.
Yeah.
And the only person really can absorb your hurt is someone that's walking in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Other people can listen, but, yeah, there's something about the Holy Spirit that absorbs, yeah, and helps. Mm-hmm. And say the Holy Spirit is the one that can break the yoke.
Yeah.
And so when you're able to talk with someone who walks in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You can feel the compassion.
Amen.
And most of all, someone who's went through, who's familiar with your pain.
Yeah.
You know, drug addicts, the best person is someone who's been on drugs, rape, who's been rape, abortion, a divorce. Mm-hmm. Pain is pain, but the best person to understand your plight is someone who actually walked in that and lived that and lived that life.
Amen.
So forgiveness, like you said, it's about healing. It's about delivering. It's about forgiveness. And, you know, in the Bible, it says that we ought to forgive 70 times in a day.
Yeah,
you know, when I was able, when someone showed me that the Lord made it impossible that we can come up with an excuse not to forgive.
That's awesome.
You know, no matter how bad it is, no matter, you know, I'm thinking about those little kids that lost their life a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
God wants us to forgive that young man.
Right.
There's some things that seem unforgivable, but he said, if you don't forgive, I'm not going to be able to forgive.
Yeah.
So, we cannot stand before him and say he's not that powerful. He's not that merciful that he cannot change our unforgiving heart for the most terrible, you know, the most heinous thing that could have happened. Forgiveness is for me. Forgiveness is your freedom for you really to enjoy the abundant life and for you to really understand what Christ went through. Because he went through. He was bruised and battered and he did nothing. And he said, Father, forgive them. So I know it's a process for some people, and it could be immediate for those who truly reach that point that Christ is ready to forgive right now.
Okay, Gwendolyn, we're we could talk to you for hours because what God has done in your life is it's powerful, it's real, and it just brings so much hope to people who are listening. But how can people get a hold of you? I know you do seminars, you minister. How could they get a hold of you? And then would you just close with prayer for those who are listening who are found today by the Holy Spirit to be in need of a fresh step toward freedom? God has it for you.
Amen. Anyone who would be interested in talking to me or having a copy of my book, you can reach me at 773-968-7934. Or you can email me at GwendolynRoll@yahoo.com. I'm available to talk with anyone, to share, and also if you'd like a copy of the book, that would be a blessing if someone needs to share with someone and just allow them to read.
Okay.
Amen. So we're going to pray right now.
Thank you.
And we're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of forgiveness.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, because there is nothing on this earth that you have given us the authority not to forgive.
Amen.
You said the only unpardonable sin, Father, is to deny your Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We thank you that no matter what we went through, with those out there who are hurting, lost loved ones, who have been through the most terrible situations in their life, Lord, we ask that you would bring someone into their life, someone into their path that are able to help them through their recovery, help them through their recognition, help them through their forgiveness process. Father, help them to know that forgiveness is a blessing to walk in love. Forgiveness is what Christ displayed. And the most beautiful thing about forgiveness is, had my father known by what he did would cause me to run to Christ, I'm sure he would not. Had they known, had my brother known, had my mother known, had husband, wife, brothers, sisters who have hurt each other, had they known, Christ said, had they known, they would not have crucified him.
That's right.
So I'm saying to you, oh dear, you are blessed and highly favored.
Thank you, Father.
Is real. It is real, but God is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
He was already bruised for your transgression, and by his stripes you are healed. And so, Father, healing, bring healing to those who are listening. Bring healing to those who might say, you don't understand, you don't know what I went through. Father, we know, God, that it is your love that would shepherd them and cover them, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, but most of all, put them in the pathway of someone who can speak to them by your Spirit.
Amen.
And put their arms around them and love them and know that Christ has a good purpose in your pain, your disappointment, your betrayal, and your denial. God wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Gwendolyn, thanks for joining us. today, and we look forward to having you back on air with us again. Unfortunately, we're out of time at this part of our morning. We have other guests we have to bring in. Gwendolyn, this has been awesome. You glorify God. Revival's the answer.
Amen. Amen.
Bring us back to you. Oh, how we need you to. We want to see revival. Oh. And only you make darkness shake.
And we're going to have to keep moving along here this morning. We have had a busy morning so far and a great morning so far. We now have Sam Sorbo, who is with us, a Christian actress, homeschooling mom, and education advocate. And so we are looking forward to just finding out exactly what God has to say to us. There's opportunities for our listeners to get involved, upcoming conference. Welcome, Sam Sorbo.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited about this conference.
Well, this is awesome. Kim, you are here, and Kim is kind of our... She is our bridge builder between everything that's happening beyond radio into the movies and into a lot of other areas. And as soon as I saw this coming through from Ronnie, I thought I've got to get Kim involved because Kim is kind of our front person for this. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, glad to be here. Hi, Sam.
Hi there.
All right, so... Kim, you drove all the way up here. I know you have some things on your mind you want to just pull out of Sam, and we want to talk about this event that's coming up. It's going to be right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, and we obviously want to talk about what this event is about. And so, Sam, maybe you can just give us a little bit of an intro. I know that you've been involved in a lot of different things in the kingdom, but education, Christian education, home education is a very big thing on your heart. And I know a lot of people are out there saying, well, I wish I could do that. I don't know how I could ever do it. Homeschooling, you know, it's not for me. Help us out here. How did you get into this, and what's on your heart?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Actually, I was on the phone with somebody today, and he's like, yeah, but it's way too hard for people to be able to do that. And that simply is untrue. And the reason I say that, the reason that we think that it's true is because schools taught us what education is. But what we see in the schools today, we have to admit, they're getting it all wrong. Right? They're getting CRT in the schools today. They're doing pornography in the schools. They're full out grooming young children for sex trafficking in the schools today. And there's madness in the schools today, in schools in Wisconsin, because some children identify as cats. They have installed litter boxes in the hallway for them to relieve themselves in the hallways. I mean, there is some crazy things going on in the schools, and that is the result of years of schooling. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting people to impeach all of what they previously understood about education. And one of the things that we've been lied to about is that education is hard. It is not hard. They make it hard because that's job security for them. But it is not hard. Children are naturally curious. We kill the curiosity of children in school by forcing them to do things according to the way the teacher wants it done. And that is not God's plan for the family. And it's also, schools are also the destruction of the family, which we know is antithetical to God's plan for humanity. And so as Christians, we really need to rally around, forgive me, the Bible, which tells us the parent's role is to educate the child. Nowhere in the Bible does it say schools have to educate the child, the government has to educate the child, the churches have to educate children. No, it says, I think 8 times in the Bible it says parents, and twice it says grandparents ought to be teaching their grandchildren. And so we need to look at that God-ordained relationship and apply it in our lives and trust God that he has a plan and he knows the right way. But it's very hard for us to do because we all went to school, and so we are all, in a sense, school injured, specifically in the way that we think about education. So the conference is called the Playbook for Home Learning, and I'm offering people, when they come, they will get a playbook, which is like a guidebook, a workbook, to show them that education doesn't have to be as hard as the school makes you think that it is, and it actually can be more rewarding than you ever dreamed it would be. And so I really struggle with people saying, well, it's too hard, and I wouldn't know where to begin, and I don't know how to do it. The reason that people feel incompetent is because they went to school. In fact, I've started saying that the school's core competency is to teach people that they are incompetent, right? Because if you get a gold star in one thing, what you really know is, I didn't get a gold star in anything else. But once we exit school, we teach ourselves all sorts of things that we never learned in school. So we have the paradigm that we can teach ourselves if we keep an open mind, but the school closes our minds and tells us you can't learn anything without a teacher. And I'm here to say that that's a lie, and push back on the lies and give people the truth, which is the biblical version of raising a child and educating a child.
Okay, Sam. The underground education, that's the first thing I see when I look at this brochure that my wife handed me this morning. Underground education presents. Okay, when you say underground education, what are you saying?
Sure. The Underground Education Foundation is a nonprofit foundation to support spreading this message.
Okay.
Education is not nearly as hard as they've convinced you to believe it is, and it's a lot more rewarding than you ever dreamed. Because what happens is the family is restored, your relationship with your children is revived, and you have much more of God in your life because you have the family. And by the way, I mean, we need family. But what does the school do? It says, no, we take precedence over your family. In fact, most recently, and that's why there's this opportunity to convince people that home education is the way to go, is Biden came out and said to people, to teachers, when the children are in the classroom, they belong to you. They don't belong to their parents anymore. They belong to you, the teachers. And we've seen this before, but for the President of the United States to say it to a room full of teachers really put a lot of people back on their heels. And so underground education is the foundation. There's also an online community, which I invite people to join. They can very easily go and find it at samsorbo.com. That's my website. And there's a link right there to go to the underground education community. And in community, we can converse about our endeavors and what works for us and what doesn't work for us, and maybe get help from other people as well. So there's a thriving community that's already online. We, you know, everybody is welcome to join the conversation. The one of the struggles that we all have experienced in school is that it is one size fits all. If you don't fit, you either get left behind or left out. And unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of students that get left behind. So I have parents saying, well, what about, you know, socialization? Well, what's guaranteeing you that your child is going to be captain of the football team? They could just as easily be the most bullied child in school. Socialization is, it shouldn't even be a consideration if your one priority is education. But a lot of people get confused because there are, you know, various factors, and they weren't taught, because the schools don't teach discernment, they weren't taught to discern out the number one goal and decide if that institution is going to meet your standards for that goal. And of course, our schools are not meeting the standards of education. We're 30th in the world right now. Why you would want to emulate a system that has brought the greatest nation in the world to the rank of 30th in education is beyond me. And we've got the solutions to offer people to help them get it done and make it fun and rewarding instead of the turmoil and the hardship that the schools want us to believe that it is.
Okay, Sam, I got to break in. We need to let people know this event's coming up on June the 24th and the 25th. This is coming up pretty soon. June the 24th, 25th at Port St. Lucie Community Center. And this is the Playbook for Home Learning Conference. And this is WCNO. You're listening to Wednesday Live. And I have Sam Sorbo on the phone. And we're talking about this conference that's coming up and the importance of it. Now, I see that you have a number of guest speakers. Do you want to just mention who they are? We have, I think, about 8 to 10 minutes left. And I know you have other things on your schedule today.
Well, Alex Newman is a renowned speaker, he's amazing to listen to, and he speaks on a variety of topics. Obviously, he's going to be talking about homeschooling because that's what this conference is dedicated to. And he has 5 kids now that he homeschools, but he's been sort of in this game for a long decade. That's Tina Marie Griffin. She's a counterculture mom, and we're running 2 tracks. So Friday evening goes from 6 to 9, and then Saturday it's all day for the parents. But for teenagers on Friday evening, a separate teen track. And so Tina will be speaking there on Friday, and then she'll address the parents on the following day on Saturday. But she talks about how the culture is adversely impacting our children. And as Christians, we need to protect them from the culture before it's too late. So it's funny because my daughter was talking to me about a friend of hers who badmouths her parents. And my daughter said, but you know what, Mom? She grew up watching Disney Plus or Disney. She grew up watching Disney live action shows. Well, I never let my kids watch the Disney live action shows because they show children being disrespectful of their parents, and they show parents being stupid, and they show young girls wearing, you know, halter tops and midriff tops and stuff. And if you allow your children to have that influencing them, it will have an effect. And as Christians, we have to be wiser than serpents. Is that the phrase? Like, yep. We really need to be considering this and not just throwing our kids to the wolves. So Tina speaks to that, and to put the kids on guard, to galvanize them against the attacks that will be coming after them. Because let's face it, we live in a culture that is hostile to Christians. My son is also speaking, Braden Sorbo. Michelle Howard will be speaking at the event. She runs the Living Libraries, which is, you know, her specialty is books and how in the schools they've dumbed down the textbooks and they've made the books basically ineffective. And it's an amazing thing to hear her speak because she's extraordinarily knowledgeable, and I'm not doing her justice. So come to the conference to hear her. And then finally we have Eric Finman, who is a young man who made a lot of money on Bitcoin at the age of 15. He actually developed a Doc Ock suit of prosthetic arms. He started another business and sold it. He's doing another business. I think he's doing Freedom Phones now. And so he's basically, he took off from school and said, school is not serving me. I can do more with my time. And that's what we're offering the teens, is the option to consider that maybe the school isn't serving them, and maybe they can still get an education, but not be beholden to the schedule that the school imposes on them. So it's going to be a very exciting day, or 2 days, I should say. And I'm inviting everybody, please come, because, but do hurry up and book tickets, because we do have a maximum, and we are getting close to getting sold out. So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Once again, this is the Playbook for Home Learning Conference taking place Port St. Lucie Community Center, 2195 Southeast Rosso Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida. And, of course, talking with Sam Sorbo, and you mentioned that people can go to samsorbo.com to get more information. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. It's all there.
And to register, they can register there as well. And keep in mind,
and they can reach out to me there also.
Good. And we have teen night. That's coming up on Friday. And so you want to make sure that that's part of your plans as well. And so this is very exciting. One of the final questions I have, I know we're kind of getting out of your time, but who should come to this conference? I know that parents, my parents took Christian education very important. In fact, they moved to this coast of Florida simply because they wanted us to be in a Christian environment and be taught a Christian worldview. And so that was how the McLeans ended up on the east coast of Florida, and that goes back to 1960. So want to give you an opportunity to just tell us who should be at this conference, and are there any scholarships that might be available?
Yes, you guys are actually offering two scholarships, and I thank you for that, because I do want to be able to offer some scholarships to people if they so desire. So I'm not sure how you're doing that, but the conference really is for parents, grandparents, or people who care for children. And by the way, I could branch it out to offer it to anybody for children, because really what we're talking about is the failure of the education system and how that has permeated our lives. So when you have a parent who says, I don't know how, I and understand that they've been debilitated in their thinking by the very system that tells us that it is engaged in the education of children. For instance, there are three lessons that the schools really teach, and that is don't ask, don't try, and don't think. Those three lessons are baked into the school paradigm, with the teacher at the head of the classroom telling the children what to learn. And so when you're teaching kids don't ask, don't try, don't think, unfortunately that's the actual opposite of education. So really, if anybody has an interest in education or in expanding their sort of their horizons, this conference is a way to force you, in a sense, to reconsider the way you approach your life and the way you have been influenced unduly, I would say, by a school system. Because, you know, the kids spend 12 years in school, maybe more time than even with their parents. And the schools are very busy. You know, there used to be a bumper sticker that said, if you can read this, thank a teacher. And I heard somebody say the other day, yeah, there should be a bumper sticker, if you hate math, thank a teacher. Like, we love to think that teachers are, and by the way, I don't go after teachers. I think teachers, by and large, are great, mm-hmm. and they're trying to do a great job in a failed and corrupted system. Mm-hmm. And so I'm encouraging teachers to come, and they can learn some tools, and maybe they can home educate some other people's kids as a one-to-one thing, rather than this industrialized education system that puts kids on a conveyor belt. And if a kid like misses a day of school or misses a lesson, there's a gap, and he falls off the conveyor belt, and then all of a sudden he's the remedial kid who can't get help. You know what I mean? So there's a way around it. It's a simple, easy way. It's called the Playbook for Home Learning, and we can show you how. I've raised three kids now. My oldest is 20, and then I've got an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old. They will also be at the conference. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. When you take it on yourself, it's a hard thing to do because you think that it's such a more difficult thing. But honestly, you need to sacrifice for your children, because as Christians, we believe in the sanctity of the sacrifice. And in school, we're told that we shouldn't sacrifice anything. But that is also a lie, because you do sacrifice something when you drop your kids off at the doors of a school. You sacrifice relationship. And so I'm here to redeem the parent-child relationship and prevent the schools from destroying it, because that doesn't have to happen.
All right. Once again, I believe you're out of time. Sam, thank you. Sam Sorbo, thank you for joining us. And perhaps down the road we'll be able to touch base again. Conference coming up, the Playbook for Home Learning Conference, Port St. Lucie Community Center on June the 24th, 25th. We do have two scholarships available. Put a call to the station. The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And Sam Sorbo, God bless you, and I pray that this is going to be a great success, this conference that you have scheduled.
Well, thank you so much, and bless you too. And it's going to be fantastic, so I'm very encouraged.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Kim.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome. Welcome. Wow, Kim just came in. That of course, this event, we have two scholarships available. And thank you, Kim, for reminding us of that. Underground Education, obviously a real strong advocate for homeschooling. And I have done a little bit of that with my son. And we also did a lot of Christian education with him. And, you know, if you are interested in being a part of this conference, give us a call here at the station, 888-221-8990. Kim, what's happening with films and all that kind of good stuff?
The latest thing I noticed, you probably saw on TV, that Matthew McConaughey spoke from the White House. God's given him amazing favor. And as famous as he is as a Hollywood actor, he has not been shy about sharing his faith, about awesome. Being outspoken about being a Christian, and he has been really blessed to be able to still have favor in the Hollywood community, which opened the door for him to actually go and meet with Nancy Pelosi and the president, and then he had all kinds of time on television yesterday to share his thoughts on things. His family was from the same town where they had the shooting last week, and he was just showed such compassion, non-political, just heart for the issue, for the children, for the families.
That's awesome.
And just was a great speech on unity, and he was once again didn't shy away from the fact that a lot of these kids were Christians and shared some of their stories and their heart, and so God's really using the Christians that are in Hollywood. They have a platform, and we just need to keep praying for their protection. People like Sam mm-hmm. and her husband, and they're out there answering the call on their life, and you
taking
know,
a stand,
God
aren't
bless
they?
Bless them, yeah.
Taking are, a stand, yes. And God's opening doors for them to minister. And you know, as you were just talking about God giving favor, when the Scripture talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And, of course, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness goes through the list of those things, self-control, etc. It says, against such there is no law. The working of the Holy Spirit through our life is actually, it's loved and accepted. God opens doors like that. And I think so many times maybe people in the Christian community think about films and such. For me, I grew up, we didn't have a TV. In our house, there was no TV. My background, it was like, oh, no, all that's evil, you know, and talked about, you know, the devil's two horns from the, everybody had antennas, that's all there was. And I believe the enemy would love for us to stick our head in the sand and not use the media, right. Not use the media and opportunities that are given to us to witness and take a stand today. This is so awesome. Well, Kim, I'm going to give you an opportunity to close our Wednesday Live out in prayer today. You are an educator. You are a godly educator, and we do have a lot of godly educators that are in the system that are standing up. There is light and there is salt that is out there, and you're one of those that God brought to us to help us maybe partner so that we could do a better job of lifting up Christ, not just here at WCNO on the radio, but also to bring an awareness of how much more is going on behind.